no, Mrs. Anderson, you mustn't blame Tommy. It was all Dennis's fault. Hurry up, Dennis. Oh, yes, Dr. Scott can handle it, but, well, with Henry out of the office, there's nothing for me to do but call Mr. Wilson to drive us to town. Thank you.
I'm coming, Mom.
Dennis, how in the world did you get your head stuck in Mrs. Anderson's bean pot in the first place?
Is presented by Kellogg's, the best to you each morning.
K-E-L-L-O, double good Kellogg's, best to you.
You can't depend on table scraps to provide you with a balanced diet. You like rope up ribbon? Well, add it to those tasty scraps and you'll get a good balance of all the nutrients you need. Rope up contains an extra bonus of protein, minerals, and vitamins. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, come now. Driving Dennis and Alice downtown couldn't have been that embarrassing.
Martha, you forget that he had his head stuck in that silly bean pot. Why, at every traffic light, it was a circus. People laughed. They jeered. Little boys made catcalls. Why, the public hasn't had as much fun since they watched Marie Antoinette on her way to the guillotine.
Well, you're home now, so forget about it. And get back to work on the car raffle for your lot.
Oh, yes.
It's really lucky that you were home and could drive Alice downtown.
Now, Mitchell ought to buy Alice a car of her own.
It certainly would be nice for her.
Well, maybe he'll win the raffle car this year.
You're not going to make him sell tickets again.
Well, I certainly am. I have his annual 25 all counted and ready for him.
Well, he never sells many. It costs the poor man $10 to $15 every year.
Well, good gravy, Martha. The money goes to charity. You know, in a few minutes, he'll come over here to thank me for taking Alice downtown. That'll be the perfect time to load him up with raffle
tickets. Certainly good Mr. Wilson was home to drive you.
I should say so. You are going over to thank him.
Do I have to go over?
Well, I think you should.
Well, can I put it off till after dinner?
I suppose so.
It isn't that I don't want to thank him. It's just that he's conducting that car raffle for his lodge again this year, and you know what that means.
Yes, he'll expect you to help him sell tickets.
Well, I'm not going to this year. I'm going to put my foot down.
Oh, Henry, you always put your foot down, and Mr. Wilson always steps on it.
Dad, when you get your tickets, can I buy one from you?
Dennis, I just got through saying I'm not going to sell tickets this year.
Then can I buy one from Mr. Wilson?
Well, sure, if you want to and have the money.
Well, I've got a dollar in my piggy bank. Mom, where did I put my Ouija board?
What do you want that for?
Well, jeepers, Dad. I'm going to ask the Ouija board which ticket's going to win. Then I'm going to buy that ticket and win the car for good old Mom.
Oh, Dennis, that's very sweet of you.
Yes, it is, son, but don't count on winning it. The odds are all against you.
Oh, well, if you expect to be at home sick, I can drop the tickets off at your house. Oh, good. Your office, then. Oh, I have to go now, Chet. Somebody's ringing my doorbell. Probably that neighbor of mine has come after his tickets. I'll see you later, Chet. Bye.
Good old Mitchell.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, it's you, Dennis.
Boy, did I learn something today. Never look at a bean pot from the inside.
Yes. Well, where's your father?
Well, he'll be over to thank you later, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, good.
He's putting it off till after dinner.
Oh? Well, what did you come over here for?
I came over to buy a ticket. I'm going to win the card for Mom.
Do you have any money?
I got a dollar.
Oh, well. Fine, Dennis. Come on in. I have just the ticket for you right here.
That's the wrong one, Mr. Wilson.
What do you mean it's the wrong one?
I want ticket number 637.
Why?
Because that's the number the Ouija board said to get.
I might have known there'd be a catch to this.
Mr. Wilson, is this car going to have gas in it when I give
it? It'll have gas in it when somebody gets it. Well, your magical number isn't in this stack, Dennis. Would you care to try that stack?
Thanks, Mr. Wilson. What's in that?
Oh, more tickets. All right, Dennis. Have a look. Have a look.
Hey, these numbers are getting close.
Well, hurry up and take one, will you? My dinner's ready.
Well, I'm just about to. One other question, Mr. Wilson. How are the tires?
Dennis, the tires are new. They're brand new. Now, how about making up your mind and buying your ticket?
Hey, I must have passed my number.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Okay, Dennis, out. Out!
Here it is, Mr. Wilson. My good old number. 637. Thanks for helping me find it, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, that kid.
Wasn't that sweet of Dennis to buy me a raffle ticket?
He certainly wants you to have a car.
Yes. Oh, are you going over to thank Mr. Wilson?
I think I'll phone. It's safer. He's playing for me with those raffle tickets, I know.
Hello, Mitchell.
Wilson, come on in.
Oh,
I was just about to phone you.
You were? What about?
Well, I want to thank you for being such a good Samaritan this afternoon.
Mitchell, I'm only glad that I have a car handy every time Alice is confronted with an emergency. But wouldn't it be wonderful if she could have a car of her own? Hello, Alice.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. Well, have you recovered from the excitement of the day?
Alice, I was glad to help. Since you don't have a car of your own like so many of the other mothers.
Is there anything we can do for you, Mr. Wilson?
No, Mitchell, no. Oh, I found a pair of sunglasses on the seat of my car. I just wondered if they were yours, Alice.
No, I had mine on when I came home.
Oh, well, I didn't bring them with me after all. Just these raffle tickets. I must have raffle tickets on the brain, I guess.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Wilson, because this year I won't be able...
I know, Mitchell, this year you're going to be busy.
That's right.
Exactly what Chief of Police Stewart said. But after a little chat of an hour or two about the advantages of our boys' camp to this community, he changed his mind. Yes, sir.
Mr. Wilson, Henry really isn't a very good salesman of raffle tickets. He usually ends up paying for most of them himself.
Yes, but Alice, where else might you get a brand new car for $25? Oh, say, Mitchell, would you like to hear about this year's car?
Could I hear about it another time, Mr. Wilson? I have to get up unusually early tomorrow morning.
Oh, you have to get up early.
Yes.
Now.
Well, Mitchell, I certainly wouldn't want to keep you up.
Oh, say, have I told you about how we're holding this year's raffle, huh?
No, but...
And this will only take a minute. Now, just sit right down here. Now, this year is going to be just a little bit different. You see, we're holding it in front of the public library. And... Well, I guess I'll say goodnight.
Good night, Mr. Wilson.
Good night. Oh, by the way, I must tell you about Alderman Henry T. Jones. Now, when I explained to him what this money meant to these boys and handed him his usual 25 tickets, do you know what he did?
No, what did he do?
Oh, well, I must tell you about him. Now, this will only take a minute. Now, Mitchell, I want to tell you a couple of details about the car. Too bad Alice isn't here. Where'd she go, huh?
She went to bed an hour ago.
My, that's good coffee. Don't you want another cup, huh?
What time is it?
$25 after midnight. I'm back to sleep.
You mean you took them?
It's either that or have breakfast with them.
Mr. You know, children apparently like to eat or chew on such things as lollipops, bubble gum, pencil erasers, and peanut butter. But many grown-ups having fussier tastes are not overly fond of such things. Well, now, the Skippy folks have nothing whatsoever against lollipops, pencil erasers, and such, but they felt that grown-ups deserve a peanut butter of their very own. So, the exclusive, patented Skippy process was actually created with grown-ups in mind. Skippy is easy to digest. It stays fresh. It spreads and melts just like fresh creamery butter. And best of all, Skippy does not taste like lollipops, pencil erasers, even like ordinary peanut butter. Skippy tastes like peanuts. Exactly. We hope you're enjoying Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, in your home.
I really can't afford this, but my wife needs a car so badly, I've decided to take the plunge.
Well, I'm delighted. Most people in this area are waiting for the raffle.
Oh, I'm not waiting for that. I know the odds are all against me.
Now, let's see. You want us to deliver the car to your home, put it in your garage Saturday afternoon, right?
Yes, between 3 and 4. I'll arrange to have her away from the house, and then when we come home and I take her out to the garage, she'll have the surprise of her life.
We'll have it there for you, Mr. Mitchell.
I hope you don't think the big bow of red ribbon is silly.
Oh, of course not. We'll deliver it just the way you want it.
Thank you.
See, I told you. Dennis, I'm tired of working this old Ouija board. But don't you want to ask it if you're going to be president? It already said that you were going to be president. That's right. But don't you want to ask it if you're going to be vice president? That's still open. I don't want to ask you anything. I want to look at television. Okay, I'll turn it on. Wow, look at the raffle tickets for the new car Mr. Wilson's raffling. Yeah, look at them, a whole bushel.
Dennis.
Mom, are these Dad's raffle tickets?
Oh, I guess he forgot them. I'll bet he did that on purpose.
What, isn't he, Wallace?
Not really. Your father just took them as a favor to Mr. Wilson. If there's anything he hates, it's selling raffle tickets.
Well, I think that would be fun.
No, not for your father. I have to go to town to get a new bean pot for Tommy's mother. I'll be back in an hour or two.
Well, there's no hurry, Mrs. Mitchell. We don't usually have beans until Saturday.
No, Tommy. But I would like to get the whole episode over and done with.
Oh, Mom, if you see any of the people we saw yesterday, tell them we got the bean pot off okay.
I hope I never see any of those same people again.
You know something, Tommy? Dad hates to sell raffle tickets. Why don't we do them? You think we could? Sure we can. If we started right now, we could sell all of them by the time Dad gets home, I betcha. Sure we could. Here's yours.
Fine, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Martha, I only have 50 left, and I'll sell those myself right here in the neighborhood.
You think you can?
Oh, of course, my dear. You know that I always reserve the immediate neighborhood for myself. All my regular customers are just waiting for me.
You buy a ticket from me every year, Mrs. McCraw.
Well, I'm sorry, but he said he was selling the ticket to please you.
Well, he shouldn't say that. This is my territory. Who is this fellow?
Little boy, Dennis Mitchell.
Dennis? Oh, for Pete's sake. Dennis?
That's right.
I might have known.
How did it go, dear?
How did it go? I didn't sell a single ticket. Everywhere I went, Dennis had been there ahead of me.
How many do you have left?
$50 worth.
What about Mrs. Bagley?
Well, I dropped by her house, but she was out.
I know I can count on her to buy her usual 25, thank goodness. Oh, now who in the world can that be? I just hope it's somebody to buy a ticket.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Here's the stuff. We sold every one of Dad's tickets, all 25 of them.
Yes, I know, I know.
Boy, I sure wish we had some more tickets to sell. Miss Cathcart would buy one from us, I bet. And Mrs. Elkin. And the cleaning man. And the ice cream man.
Well, boys, you do know a lot of people who haven't bought tickets, don't you?
Sure, Mr. Wilson.
And you'd really like to sell some more?
Sure, Mr. Wilson.
Well, good, good. Come on in here. Now, boys, I'll just bet you a nickel apiece that you can't sell 25 more.
Sure we can.
Sure.
All right, now, remember to tear off the stubs and bring them back with you.
We'll do it, Mr. Wilson.
Fine and dandy. Well, how about that, Martha? I just got rid of 25 more. Now, as soon as I call on Mrs. Bagley, I'm all finished.
She never fails you, does she?
Oh, Mrs. Bagley's still mighty loyal to the lodge.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Oh, hello there, boys. Oh, did you sell any?
Here's the money, Mr. Wilson. We sold all of them.
Well, if you aren't the best salesman I ever saw.
You sure are. But here's the stuff.
Well, all right. I owe you both a nickel. Here's one for you, Tommy. There's one for you, Dennis. My goodness, I can't get over how you sold them so fast.
It was easy. You want us to walk home with you, Mr. Wilson? See that you don't lose the money on the way?
No, Dennis. I'm not going home. I'm going over to see Mrs. Bagley.
Mrs. Bagley?
Yes.
Say hello to her for us, Mr. Wilson. She's swell. She's the lady that bought all our 25 tickets.
Great Scott. Oh, this is my last straw.
Where are you going?
I'm going home. I'm sick of this. If anybody wants a ticket, he can just come to me for it. Otherwise, I'll buy them myself.
Is this the Mitchell residence?
Yes, it is.
I'm looking for the little boy who's selling the raffle tickets.
We've been selling them.
Oh. Well, a friend of mine bought one, and I'd like to buy one, too. It's for such a good cause.
But we sold all we had.
You mean there aren't any left? Oh, my.
Mr. Wilson might have some. Would you like me to see?
Is he nearby?
Right next door.
Oh. Well, then, here's my dollar. I do hope he has one left.
I'll be right back. Mr. Wilson?
He's going to the store, Dennis.
There's a lady outside that wants a raffle ticket. Has Mr. Wilson got any left?
There are some on the table in the living room. I'll be right down.
I'll get it. I got it, Mrs. Wilson. You don't have to bother.
I've got to hand it to you for selling all those tickets, Dennis. You saved your old dad a lot of money.
He certainly did.
It was fun, Dad. Now, tell us once more, Mr. Ouija Board. Is my mom honest and truly going to get a new car tomorrow? It said yes, Dad.
It really did, Henry. I know it sounds silly, but it went right on up to yes.
You know, I'm beginning to believe that Ouija board may have something.
Killer, welcome to the gym.
Gee, you're Tony the Tiger.
That's right, from Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes. Also the boxing coach.
I'm going to be a real fight coach.
Okay, Killer. Now, the first thing is, put a tiger on your team with Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes. They're crisp flakes of corn with a secret sugar frosting. Have them with milk or cream. They're jumping with energy.
They're good.
Good? They're great! Now, I'll steady the bag while you hit it. This ought to be good. Any more energy in that cereal and they can get themselves a new Tiger.
Sugar Frosted Flakes also come in Kellogg's Snack Pack. 5 of Kellogg's Ready Sweetened Favorites.
All right, everybody. Quiet now, folks. Quiet. Sweet little Margaret here is about to draw the winning ticket. But first, we must stir the stuff so everybody will have an even chance. All right, Margaret. Turn it.
You know, Martha, with all these tickets, I have a good chance to win. Now, remember, if you hear a number, my dear, between 850 and 874, I've got myself a new car.
Keep turning it, Margaret. Keep turning it.
Some old mom is just wasting her time stirring. I'll say, yes, sir. The Ouija board said number 637 was going to win, and it is.
Well, Margaret, I think the ice cream must be done. And now for the moment of truth. Margaret, draw the number. Thank you. The winning number is... Getting anxious? The winning number is 872.
Oh, that's me. I have that number.
I have the number.
Well, I have that ticket right here.
I have the number.
I must have it.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
That's the ticket Dennis sold while you went to the store for me. I told you about it.
You did?
Yes. You seemed to be glad about it. You said it would be one less ticket for you to pay for.
But I didn't know then it was going to be the winning ticket. All right.
Well, folks, we have a winner. What is the name, please?
Mrs. Robert Cortland.
Mrs. Robert Cortland. Well, Mrs. Cortland, here's the keys to your car. Pleasant driving.
Thank you very much.
The boy here who sold me my ticket, Dennis Mitchell.
Here I am.
You stay right there. I want to talk to you. Oh, Dennis, I just can't thank you enough for selling me my ticket. You brought me luck.
That's all right, lady. His Ouija board said that his ticket was going to win.
Oh, my goodness, it did?
He was going to win it for his mom.
And you sold me the winning ticket?
Oh, goodness. His mom doesn't have a car.
Oh. Wait a minute. I have a wonderful idea. I don't need two cars, and since you sold me the lucky ticket, I'll give you my present one to give to your mother.
Wow, the Ouija board was right after all.
It's right over in my driveway. I'll drive you home in it. Now, come along, boys. Let's go. Oh. Oh. It's a Baker Electric. Counters and nuts.
Wow, the electric.
It doesn't use any gasoline at all.
Well, my dad needs to run back. Does it have a horn, Mrs. Cortland?
Hop in, boys, and I'll show you. There we go.
Some red ribbon. The 5 and 10 has the red ribbon, but they don't have it wide enough or long enough to tie a bow around the car.
Find some someplace. I promised Mr. Mitchell I'd have the car in his garage between 3 and 4. It's almost 4 now.
Okay, I'll try, but I don't think you're going to make it.
Here they come.
won the raffle.
You didn't, did you?
Nope. And there's something in our garage?
I'll say.
Honey, I think when you see what's in the garage, you'll be very happy.
How do you know what's in our garage?
Oh, fathers just know these things.
There's something in our garage for me. May I please see it?
You bet!
Honey, you're in for a big surprise.
Now, just a minute. Now, you stand over here, Dad, and let me show it to Mom first, okay?
Okay.
Now, close your eyes. Okay, Mom, look.
Heavens, what is it?
It's your very own car.
I thought you'd like it. It isn't a Rolls Royce, but...
No, it isn't.
I thought it'd be perfect for you and Dennis. It doesn't use much gas.
It doesn't use any gas.
No, an electric seldom does.
An electric?
Dennis, what in the world have you... What have you done?
I got Mom a car. Mrs. Corman won the raffle with a ticket I sold her, and she thanked me by giving me this swell car for Mom.
Oh, Dennis. Well, at least you tried.
I didn't only try. I got it.
But, Henry, what were you talking about?
It's a few minutes late, honey, but that's what I was talking about, your new car.
A new car for me? Oh, Henry!
Oh, you got Mom a car, too?
Yes, son. I tell you, honey, when your batteries run down on your electric, you can use your new car.
And when you're out of gas, you can use your electric.
Well, with two cars and two men looking out for me, I guess I needn't worry.
Is it?
You're sleepy?
I'm hungry.
I'll fix something at the break.
Something good?
And light.
What's that?
Someone's in the kitchen.
All right, you're covered. What are you doing down here?
Just getting enough nourishment to hold me till morning.
All right, son. Do you think you have enough Rice Krispies in there for two more? I'll get Mom.
Just get the bowls, dear.
Oh, Kellogg's, good evening. The best to you this evening.
Double L, oh, double good Kellogg's, best to you.
Kellogg's What's My Line tonight over most of these CBS stations.
This has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.
Dennis the Menace has been presented by Kellogg's, the best to you each morning.
K-E-double-L, O-double-good Kellogg's, best to you.